In this Throwback Thursday episode of the Critic Corner, I talked to my friend Travis about Keanu Reeves, the ageless Keanu Reeves. This was something that didn't make the original post for our Quarren stream talking about movies, but we ended up behind the scenes talking about Keanu Reeves. I'm like, dude, this has to be its own episode. So here is that segment where Travis and I talk about the ageless Keanu Reeves and the John Wick movies.
One thing at a time, man. You know, I'm just hoping that John Wick 4, they do it, that it's not bad, and that they stop.
And they stop, yeah.
Because I already felt like the third one was starting, and it certainly wasn't bad, but I already started to feel like it was going off the rails a little bit. That they went, okay, it has to be bigger and better than the first two, and it was. And that was actually one of my biggest critiques of the movie. I was sitting with a buddy of mine when I watched it, and he kind of thought the same thing. He's like, it didn't like ruin the movie or anything like that. But he's like, the end fight sequence, by the time you got to that big long, it was basically like a video game. Tell me it didn't feel like a video game to you. Like you went up the levels to get to the boss, and you know, that the sequence with him and Halle Berry did not need to be that long. It's like, that was like the big action thing. And by the time you got past him in the sand and then got to that, it was just like, it started to get into too much territory where I was like, either you make the Halle Berry thing, that shootout, the big piece of the movie, and you do something else for the end. But by that point, it would have been better served by if that sequence was half as long, probably half as long. That's the Halle Berry sequence.
I think I would have left the Halle Berry sequence intact. I would have reduced the fight scenes in the glass rooms. Because, like, okay, this is like 20 glass things he's been thrown through. And I admit that's almost where I lost all involvement with the movie. Because I knew those two Indonesian martial artists he was battling. I'm like, I was sitting with Nicole's like, oh, honey, it's them from the movie The Raid and The Raid 2. These are established guys. I'm like, dude, if these guys are pulling punches, I'm going to know. So you better have choreographed this really well, or Keanu should have done
as, no, I mean, the raid comes up. The raid comes up on, you know, now some of the greatest fight, you know, sequences of all time. It's in that upper pantheon of when you talk about the best ones ever, you know, kind of ever done. And in terms of realism, I thought it was a cool kind of sequence, actually, but it was just by then I was almost – it was kind of like fatigue. You had the huge shootout that preceded him doing the glass kind of thing, and I was just like, that movie was probably – its biggest detriment, it was probably about a good 15 minutes too long.
I think it was about 20 minutes too long, and I think it would have done a service in trimming the ending a bit. But that moment there was like – there's like one or two moves I could have seen that was held back, and I would have been like, nah. But I'm glad that Keanu's character John doesn't kill those characters. It's like, okay, thank you, because those guys live to fight another day, and I want to see this go down with everyone at their prime, supposedly.
Yeah.
So the thing that kept messaging me was like, the Iron Chef can fight? It's like, la cuisine! That's what I was expecting him to do. I'm like, wait, hold on, dude. You're supposed to be watching people cook and eating an apple and looking into the camera. I couldn't get out of that. But yeah, like, I'm hoping they set up the next, because, dude, I got to tell you.
They need to go back to John Wick 2. John Wick 2, I thought, did the right thing coming off the first one in that – It you know, they upped the fight sequences and they upped some of it in its own style, but they didn't went the way to make this movie better is all about the fight sequences. They did some really cool stuff with the world building, and they added some really cool like little moments. Like, well, probably one of my favorite sequences in John Wick 2 is after him and the bodyguard for the woman that he kills, they fight, and the fight goes into the Continental, and they tell him like they have to stop, and they have that like casual scene at the bar where they both tell each other, you know, they each know each other's favorite drink, and they say, you know, I'm going to try to make it quick and painless for you. Oh, I appreciate that. They had like little moments like that are what's kind of memorable from the movie. Some of the world building stuff. I feel like they need to go back to that to make it better, not think about, okay, how do we do John Wick, and he's got a samurai sword, he's gonna be standing on a motorcycle this time, and you know, that's not what's gonna make the movie better than
I agree, but dude, that epic. Okay, John Wick took a knife to a gun battle and survived. Dude, when I saw what they were, I'm like, oh, hell no, you're not going to do this. Oh, they did it.
Oh, yeah.
That was so cool, man.
Like I said, don't get me wrong. It had some amazing amazing stuff in it. I think like the problem was that you break it down and you look at each thing and you go, that was good. But then you kind of put it together and you're like, some of that stuff would have been best left as a deleted scene on the Blu-ray, but.
It was too much movie. I'll give it that. That's the thing, though. This was supposed to be the end, but Lionsgate wanted an option for one more sequel, because the rumor was that it was supposed to be a trilogy, but because of the success they've been finding, because they haven't found success in anything else, they didn't get the rest of the success with The Hunger Games. That one's done. They've been trying to reboot the Saw franchise again now with Samuel L. Jackson and Chris Rock. They couldn't get any other franchise off the ground, but John Wick kept outgrossing. So leave us an option for that. Because they're not selling the right, but they're licensing the world of John Wick for TV. Not John Wick in it, but it's the world of the assassins in the entire miniseries, which makes sense because we'll explore
that. I actually think that could make an amazing TV series. Like if you focused on the Continental and that just weird world of somehow everyone could be an assassin for hire within their day job, that kind of thing. You know, it could make a great TV series, I think, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see if that one pays off, but I am looking forward to it, but dude, how old is Keanu gonna be?
Because well, I think that's part of the reason why he wants to stop. He's like, man, I got to do a lot of training for these, and it's getting harder for me to do all the jiu-jitsu training and stuff like that. And my body's getting beat up doing it because he's getting close to 55. I mean, he doesn't look it. He's aging well, but no, he's gonna be in his mid 50s by the time John Wick 4 comes out.
Well, no, he'll probably be 60 because his next movie up is the sequel to Bill and Ted. After that, supposedly the long rumored Matrix movie.
I think he's 53 right now. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I think he's something like
with Google. I mean, the guy's ageless, but his body.
Yeah, but no. Eventually, at some point, he.
How old is Keanu Reeves?
Keanu
he's
Reeves
55. Years He'll old. Be 60.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, man. That's why. Wow. That's the last one. It has to be.
I was gonna say, you know, you can't keep pretending, you know, Bill and Ted 4 when Keanu's 63. You know, it's gonna be kind of stupid at some point. It was like when they made Dumb and Dumber 2. I was just like, you know what? You guys should have left it alone.
Man. My protein was supposed to be – it was right here, freaking UPS, instead of delivering it to me because their station is like literally right up the street. It arrived there yesterday morning. They passed it off to the local post office, which is actually in West Anaheim. So now that means I'm going to get it tomorrow instead of today. It's like, dude, I could have just gone to pick it up. That's all you had to say. I need that to prepare my breakfast. dude. There's like a big news thing that happened before we started this thing, before the what's that thing called? Before the Dow dropped 3,000 points. I mean, I don't really care, but that's scaring people. It's scaring people when the lockdowns are 15 days and Idris Elba tested positive for the coronavirus. So that's not like, dude. You better survive to be James Bond, man. That's the only guy I can see as a grizzled James Bond. You want to do an old James Bond, that's the guy that can handle it off.
Yeah.
With the authority and charisma, it's just – and someone that's been battle-tested, he can pull it off.
Oh, for sure. I agree 100%.
Yeah.